This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, my friend. About 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, and here we are on the Wednesday, September 21st edition of the talk show on AM 1540. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralph.
Morning.
And you won the war again last week, huh?
Won the war, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Which side were you on this year?
I haven't figured it out yet. I was on the winning team.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever that was.
And we referred to the fact that you get together with the some of the folks that you served with in the Korean War, the Korean conflict.
592nd Signal Company.
No wonder he's good in communications. He knows the signaling.
I was one of them ditters.
Well,
not the chief. Well,
now that opens up a place where we could insert something, but we won't.
It's just like the Chicot Indians and that special unit that when they put in the
Windtalkers.
That's this is great, and they're dying now. Mm-hmm. I saw another one just pass away recently.
It's amazing when you look back historically of all the behind the scene things that went on to keep our country strong. And that's amazing.
And all of the people that. And we mentioned this last week. It was our 60th year, by the way, reunion of our company. But we mentioned that all the sacrifices have been made by men and women in this country to keep this country what it is. And today how we seem to have some leadership throughout the United States that has a little tendency to forget some of that.
Well, I think there's been a lot of people forget about that. But.
Well, the younger generation, they don't remember because they don't watch movies and things like that. Don't know what history is a lot of more.
And war has changed now. It used to be country versus country, and it's not that simple anymore.
It's a push-button one.
You're right, Mick, when you talk about the younger generation, not to fault that generation, but like myself, 60 years since we went into the service, and you back that up to World War II and the veterans of World War II who are now in their very late 80s or early 90s, you add another 15, 20 years onto that, and certainly that's a long period of time, and it just kind of went down with the sun.
As Tom Brokaw said, they were America's greatest generation, and he was right. So, but we'll talk about that maybe at another time. Today we're going to talk about the Fall Festival coming up this weekend at the Benilde City Park. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we've been helping local families make final arrangements in advance for many years. We can help you plan ahead so that when our services are needed, everything will be in order and your family can begin the healing process without the burdens of having to make arrangements at the time of need. At Plummer Funeral Home, we make funeral planning easy for you. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And of course, when we're talking about the Fall Festival in Bunnell, we're always glad to bring in our friend Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber. And Mickey, I guess first and foremost, one of the more important things we see is that the fact that this is a free thing. There's a lot of things that people can do and just enjoy themselves on a beautiful day at the Benilde City Park.
Well, the word free is very important this time of the year and this year, too, because the way the economy is, a lot of people don't have much. And so we tried to put a package together this year and let people know there's so many events going on that basically you have most of the events free. The only thing you're going to put any money out for is food, and that's up to the discretion of you. The little kiddie games, we have almost 30 games there, including the bounce house and the inflated slide there. Mm-hmm. It maybe cost 25 cents for the kids, but most of them are games, and they walk away with the prize even if you don't ring the thing just right.
Sure.
That's for that disability out of Macoupin County up in Carlinville. Every year they raise $2,000-$3,000 in our event, and they take it and do some work at the summer camp that they take these people to. It's 2 1-week camps there, and they take 80 people there. A couple of years ago, they hired a real RN nurse. Mm-hmm. And what they did is that nurse is there for 7 days, 24 hours a day, dispensing medicine correctly in the right way so there's no mistakes, no mess-ups there. And that's one thing they raise fund in. And every year they have that nurse there now. Last year they put some new showers in that has been there for over 25 years. They put new showers. This year they're going to do something. I'm not for sure exactly what it is because they're trying to find out what it's going to cost and everything like that. But it's interesting. The money they raise, it goes right back into the summer camp. And we're proud to be part of that.
Sure.
And have them come in. And it's, these are for the little kiddies. No, we have to have some for the little kids.
Sure.
And it's a family event all day from 10 to 4 in the morning at the Bunnell City Park there. And the thing is, the crafters are there too. The crafters, if you want to purchase something for the holidays, buy an early bird holiday gift or something like that. There'll be plenty of people there. We're going to bring a special farmer in that is going to have pumpkins that he's picking today and tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And he has still has, I think when he told me the other day when I talked to him, he had about 25 or 35 watermelons still left that they're just nice and juicy.
Perfect.
And then he has homegrown tomatoes. They're real good. He gave me a couple of them the other day when I saw them, and they were just juicy. Nice for a tuna fish sandwich or an egg salad sandwich there, but it was nice there. And he has a whole bunch of stuff homegrown there, right in Macoupin County.
Yes, one thing we should probably have said, that things really start off with the Tour de Cole bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
And of
course,
and there'll be registration that morning all the way up until the time the ride starts. And most everybody, I think, that is into bicycling pretty much knows about it. But if they're not, they can always go to the Cole Country Chamber website.
Correct.
And find out some information, registration form, and that sort of thing.
I can download it, and even I think tomorrow's the last day for Active Network that you can register online right there, and they can take care of it and have it to us. But they can download an application, and they can bring it with them with their money on the day there. And the smart part about it is from 7 to 9, it's not a race, people. It is simply bicycle ride for fun. We have families come in with 2 and 3 kids. They get in these special vehicles they have made, and they go out there and they'll do a 15-mile, they'll do a 32-mile, or if you're really energetic like Uncle Ralph is a lot of times, he does do the 63-mile. Now, it's not a race, and these are people that want to always bicycling all the time. Every week they stay in shape. They do that. They sometimes will come in, drink something down, rest, cool out, and go right back out and do it again. And then people who are doing these shorter ones, they're out there. They're passing them again. But, you know, it's not a race.
Right.
It's just a family ride, and it goes through all of Macoupin County back roads. You're not on highways or anything like that.
Everything's marked.
Oh, yeah. Each street is marked where you have a map where every time you make a turn, go to the right or go left. And we have 15, 30, or 62. It tells you which way you got to go.
Yeah.
And you just follow that. We give you a map, too. So if you miss, some people sometimes miss. They're not paying attention. They miss it. So they get lost. I've seen some people just drive. All of a sudden, you realize they missed the sign. They're coming back looking for it. But it's
like you were in a car.
And that's at the Bunnell City Hall Civic Center in downtown Bunnell. There'll be signs all over Bunnell.
Can't miss it.
Coming in off of Highway 4, coming in off of 138, coming off Interstate 55. Just get into downtown Bunnell, look for the White Water Tower, you'll find it.
Couple other things that we probably want to get to almost right off the bat. You're going to be having reindeer.
Yeah,
reindeer.
Yeah, a lot of people are kidding me about this. They don't believe. Now, these are reindeers that I discovered about 6 months ago.
Now, you didn't discover them out here on the Gillespie Golf Course, did you?
No, I discovered them a little farther away than that.
Okay.
But they're very nice. They're full-grown reindeers. We have pictures of them in our advertising flyers and everything, and they're real nice and not good looking, but they're...
Well, most people's idea of reindeer, I think, is influenced by what we see on Christmas advertisements and TV shows and stuff like that. These are actual Alaskan reindeer.
Yes. Not red-nosed reindeer.
No red nose on it.
Rudolph reindeer. I'm trying to get the right name there.
Yeah.
But, no, these are real, and they come out of Alaska. And I didn't realize that, and I got on the internet with these people and look at their webpage, and they had a lot of information, and we have that information on our website, coldcountrychamber.com there. We even have it on our Facebook.
Now, is this going to be a petting type situation? Can you pet them, or will you just be able to find out some information about them?
Well, I'm not going to say you can get in there and go inside the pen and pet them, because I'm not for sure exactly just how they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have seen them out on the farm, and I got in there because I was brave enough to. Yeah. And they were friendly, but I was told, you know, not go right up to them because they're it could be
a little skittish, perhaps.
Yeah, I was just scared because I didn't understand real reindeers because I've seen Rudolph red-nosed reindeer all the time. I thought that was like that. This is not that type.
And
now
they'll
be pinned up, but you can go up there and you can take pictures and everything like that. Bring your cameras.
Absolutely.
And what a lead in for a comment, but I'm going to be a nice guy today.
I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him.
I could have said, you know, I wouldn't be worried about Mick. I'd be more worried about the reindeer. But I wouldn't say that. I'm being a nice guy.
Of course
guy.
Not.
No.
Never.
No.
Thank you, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah. And while we were on the subject of youngsters, I assume the Crime Stoppers will be there fingerprinting again.
Oh, listen to this. He's got to switch out of that reindeer again.
Yeah.
Yes, you missed the meeting of the Crime Stopper
meeting
the other night.
Well, I haven't been to the meeting for a good while.
And we have more volunteers than we've ever had from the Crime Stoppers coming in, and they finally realized this, that we do over 400 fingerprints there.
Biggest event of the summer.
Right, and this is what we built for when we started a long time ago on this thing. We got some new things to give to the kiddies, more kids-oriented things to give to kids to bring them in there, coloring books related to Crime Stoppers.
And a lot of this stuff is related to being safe.
Right. That's the idea on the coloring books. And they brought a new type of keychain with a heavy-duty little flashlight attached to it. It's really bright. We were very surprised on that. And there's going to be a couple of other things there that will be given away to the kids and everything. But it's going to be more orientated to the kids this time.
Well, great.
And doing that. Thank you for reminding me. It was down the list here, but we'll take care of that since you're mentioning it.
And while we're talking about kids, and I know one thing that draws the kids' attention is you're going to have the reptiles, the critters there again.
Oh, we're going to have the Blackburn College reptile snakes and lizards. And every time somebody sees this picture on their flyers and everything, they say, I won't go nowhere near that. I said, no, you won't be near them. They're out in the farthest north part of the park.
Mm-hmm.
They're away from everybody. But you know what? When they come, I do not have to even look at and see what time it is. All I hear is going that the park is being tilted that way. Every kid knows when the snakes show up.
Yeah.
And by the way, I love to say this one. Macoupin County Circuit Clerk, mm-hmm. Mike Matthews, we got him in there 1 year, about 4 years ago, and they actually put one of these long babies around him, and he froze himself in the spot, and we have pictures of that, and the thing is, they are tame, they don't, everything is, I don't know what the word is, but they take all the things out, and their kids love them because you see the pictures, they're holding the snake. The kids love to hold them because most time you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But it really goes off good, and if it looks like it's going to be, it won't be so hot, and they might stay a little longer, but they're scheduled in there in the early afternoon. That's from good. 1 to 3.
1 to 3. All
I
right.
think it's supposed to be, the temperature is supposed to be pretty mild.
High 70s.
Saturday. Yeah. yeah.
Right. Now, I don't mind that. As yeah. long as the sun comes up between yeah. Between the Cavani's funeral home and Mr. Leone's house, right up between those two houses at 6:52 a.m. on Saturday morning, that makes my day right there when the sun, I can see the sun coming up.
We're talking with Mickey Robinson from the Cold Country Chamber. The Chamber sponsoring the 13th annual Fall Festival in Bunnell. One thing, a couple things we do need to mention, Mickey. First off, the amount of entertainment is just incredible. I mean, once it starts in the morning, it doesn't stop till the festival's done.
Right. We have a system that we've, courtesy of Steve Davis and his band and music people and everything, they have the whole sound system hooked up. So when we switch bands, one band's on the floor, the next band's up on the stage.
Right.
So we can switch one out and the other one go. It just when they shut down, the other band starts right up. And because of that, we have Steve Davis taking care of that. He has his sound people doing that. They hook everything up. It's just unplug and push into the other one.
And you've got a great venue. You're underneath the pavilion, so you're not directly in the sun. You're not directly, you know, if it sprinkles a little bit, which it's probably not going to this weekend. But it's a great venue. You know, you're on a piece of solid concrete there, and you can just enjoy all that
entertainment. With the pavilion, with the roof over
sure,
it.
Sure.
And the stage is up, I'm going to say, about 12 feet high.
Yeah.
So. And you can see it all the way back mm-hmm. every year that he's been there at the Fall Festival. And I think this is his 7th year. He has put in 1,000 people every year.
Oh, yeah.
He just packs them in, bring them in early, bring your lawn chairs. Because if you want to sit and listen to the entertainment from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, every hour and a half leading up to Steve Davis, you got a different band.
Ralph, now I haven't seen the Patsy Cline and Buddy Holly. Have you?
Yes,
taken
I have.
Those in?
Yes,
are they
I have.
Great?
They're very good. They're very good. And if people in the area have not had the privilege to see these two people, they're very good in what they do. As is Steve Davis, of course, as we well know. But
Steve
these two people,
off, so.
These two people do a good job on Buddy Holly and Patsy Cline.
Well, I've only heard him one time, and I caught him at the end of the one show about a year ago. But from what I hear from all my people, when they heard that we have him, they just telling me how good they were, and
yeah.
I'm impressed right now. And of course, I'm not the nut and knows how to read music or anything like that. But if I got my customers, my public. Satisfied and happy, I'm happy too.
Well, you've got food, you've got some entertainment, you've got some arts and crafts.
Oh, we
you've got Alaskan reindeer. You got the choo-choo? Going to have the choo-choo?
We have the choo-choo train.
Okay.
And it's going to be free, so mommy, grandma, and grandpa can get on the train with the grandbaby
yeah.
and take them on a ride. It's about a 10 or 15-minute ride. There's no charge for it. And the train usually holds about 20, 25 people at one time. So we'll be out there running from courtesy of Rick Conico, mm-hmm. who is our engineer on the thing. And we have safety hooks. We have to make sure they're all done. We make sure everybody's armed, everybody not hanging out. And a thing that was built by Illinois Valley, remember that when
yeah.
we first got it 5 years ago. And them people did a very good job.
And back to the entertainment real quick. We did mention Steve Davis and the Memories of Elvis. And,
right.
But you also have the Heartland Band.
Well, we have Joe Powell first starts off at 7:30.
Yeah.
And he is what we call, I call a vocalist mm-hmm. and a whistler.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear him whistle because every third song is a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and not a choo-choo whistle. He whistles
the tune.
Yeah. It was very good. And you can hear him in the background when sure. you're interviewing in the morning when he's going.
Oh, he talks to me.
Yeah.
I'm setting up the broadcast and he's sitting there talking to me. Hey, Joe, how's it going? You know, and he starts whistling again.
Yeah, and then follow him. We have the Will Black Orchestra
okay.
back again.
Mm-hmm.
Play the 50s, 60s, the old type music from the old days,
mm-hmm.
Big band music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Heartland Band. She now is 14 years old, if I remember correctly. She was
Michaela.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was a state champion fiddler player. She beat everybody out in the whole state, and she's proud of it, and she has her own band now. but she is good, and they come and listen to her. She does that ole.
Yeah, she's a yodeler.
She does that. I love it. But her dad is doing a smart thing with her. She's limited to what she can, how many times she goes. She can't sing for that whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's simply because he wants to save her voice for later on when it matures more.
Yeah.
But she does enough singing, but they play the good music. And, of course, after the heart bang comes Steve Davis. And then for 3 hours, there's going to be a mixture of everything going on in there. And it's all free.
Yeah.
And it's live.
Yeah.
And bring your lawn chair.
And there's no downtime. So, as you mentioned, once one performance ends, the next one starts. So.
Yeah, some people just stay there.
Oh, yeah.
They go up to the concession stand, get some food like a Big Smoky or an Italian beef or a regular burger or a cheeseburger or a hot dog or anything like that. We have all kinds of other food there. We have walleyes. We have corn dogs. We have barbecue ribs. We have barbecue pork steaks, barbecue wings. That is homemade, home cooked.
Smoker there.
Oh yes, and he just—when he's cooking them, you have to place your order and come back in 20 or 30 minutes most times because he's cooking them. He's not cooked them last night and sitting there.
Smell is just
that smoke. It just smells good.
Oh, it's awesome.
We also have for another thing for the kids is the District 7 Fire District is bringing the smokehouse in there, and a lot of people don't realize what it. It's a miniature house. And what they do is take 5-6 kids in there at one time with a fireman. They get them down on the floor, and they release this non-toxic smoke. And it's nothing. It's
Hollywood smoke.
That's even a better way.
It's what they use for Hollywood sets.
Yeah. Right, and they do that so the kids will get realized, and they don't panic because there's somebody standing right there with them. And they go through it, and they show them how to get out of the house by on the floor and all this. It's about a 5 to 7 minute a demonstration when they're inside. The parents are out there on the outside paying attention to them. They come. Some go up the stairs on the second floor. Some go staying down on the first floor there. But the firemen are inside there with them.
Rollover demonstration as well from the state police.
The Illinois State Police. Yeah. They don't realize what it is. And when he turns them on, all of a sudden he gets going really good, and all of a sudden the dummy comes flying out of there, and they're just, ooh, or ah, because they don't realize what it is. And when they see that, I think it's getting the point across to the kids.
And
some of them.
Yeah.
Getting back to the going through the house with the smoke and stuff, that might be the 5 or 7 most important minutes in some child's life, should that ever happen to them personally.
Regular, it's at least they have an idea what to do.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And it has helped over the years, I'm sure, in a lot of places, because this is demonstrated in a lot of places here.
Mickey, we're out of time this morning, my friend, but I'll see you bright and early Saturday morning. We're going to be broadcasting on WSMI FM at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay. If they want more information about anything about the Fall Festival or the Tour de Cold Bike Ride, all they have to do is go to coldcountrychamber.com or go to our Facebook. And it's right there, and everything is on there, and you can get it. If you got any questions, that'll answer it.
There you go. That's the Fall Festival this weekend, this Saturday, at the Bunnell City Park, the beautiful Bunnell City Park. Always so well kept.
Downtown Bunnell.
You can't miss it.
There's plenty of signs up there.
Be there or be square.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Weather's going to be pretty doggone good from what I've been taking a look at this morning here. So, Mickey Robinson, thank you so much, my friend. Always good to have you in. Uncle Ralph, good to see you. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting Saturday from the Fall Festival beginning about 8:30 in the morning. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For Ralph, for Mickey, I'm Terry. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sarles, on his way with that opening market report here on WSMI AM 1540.